The importance of a five-year plan for growth. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. One of the featured presenters at the upcoming Ag Connect Expo and Summit in Kansas City will be farmer Bill Graff of Middletown, Illinois. Graff will share his thoughts on business management and growth and diversification strategies. Graff tells Brownfield he'll also talk about the five-year plan for growth on his farm.
Farmers sometimes, my opinion, get caught up in the day-to-day details. And don't get me wrong, to make a big corn crop, you got to get all the little details right. You know, taking care of livestock, you got to get the details right. But the fact that we sometimes get a little bit too caught up in the day-to-day stuff and we don't look out far enough ahead. You know, you're borrowing money for ground maybe on a 15, 20, or 30-year note. You're maybe borrowing money for 5 years on a combine or a tractor or something. You need to be thinking, okay, if I do this, what's the situation going to be 5 years down the road? So I'm going to have the money. And even if you're not borrowing the money to purchase it, you're still going to have to replace that piece of machinery or try to grow the farm in the future. So how are we going to come up with it to do that? I just want to kind of look out in the future and say, hey, this is what I think is going to happen and where I'm at. And that's kind of one of the things that I'm going to talk about a lot. I've talked about it before previously that government farm programs are probably going to slide down in value to farmers. I think they already have a lot of the programs except crop insurance. But what are you going to do in the future when you maybe don't have as good a government backstop behind you as what you had before?
Is this five-year plan something formal that you do? Is it something you kind of have in the back of your mind, or do you update it every year?
It's kind of written down, but it's nothing real formal written down. Now, I do every year to my banker, whether I'm borrowing much money or not, I write a letter to him, talk about the last year, what we see in the next year. I find that a very, very excellent exercise to kind of get my own mind around things and actually sit down and, you know, we use farm business, farm management records to actually get, you know, if you're, you know, if the net worth went up, if the net worth went down, you know, how much accrual income along with what you reported on the taxes income. It gives you a good snapshot of what went on. And then you sit back and you kind of think too, and you know, some of this farm ground has been on 1-to-1 year leases, and I've farmed it since 1978 on 1 year leases. But some of these landlords are getting older, and you kind of have to be thinking about what's going to happen down the road.
That's Illinois farmer Bill Graff, who will be part of the Brownfield-sponsored Managing for Profit sessions at Ag Connect, January 29th, 30th, and 31st in Kansas City. Go to agconnect.com for details. Ken Anderson on Brownfield, Ag News for America.